Jerome, again, a former teammate of Jason Strudwick, joins us once again. Jerome, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
Did you go down and take a picture at the rink just to see your name up there again? Since because I know last time I saw you, that was a pretty big accomplishment, pretty big honor to have the arena. Did you stop in and show the team the rink?
No, you know what? Not. It is definitely a huge honor. It was a thrill. And to be honest, last year, the first time I took the team by, I made sure that was the route we went to. You know, they weren't as excited as I was. And this year I haven't brought them by yet, but the bus may do a detour or something, you know.
I love it. Well, Icky, you know, you're now a coach, you know, for many years. You're one of the most offensively gifted players. So how much was it a transition for you when you realized that there's actually two ends of every hockey rink?
Well, yeah, it's true. It you know, definitely coaching, you learn more about it. But I wondered how you grew up with I thought you, when you grew up with a straight stick, you know, you would have been a different player if you would have had a curve on your stick in midget. You know, just straight, you could shoot it both ways, off the glass, backhand, forehand. It was just one hand, eh? So, you know, but you did okay. But
no, turned out all right. Yeah, but as a coach like Gigi, is it, you know, you were so talented and you know, the game, you thought the game so well. So now as a coach, like, do you evolve, and do you think about, you know, different ways of getting through to the kids? Like, how do you approach it as a coach now?
Yeah. No, and I'm still learning. I really enjoy it. I'm coaching Bantam triple. So it's, you know, pretty much 14-year-olds. And so, yeah, it is different. It was an adjustment. I've been doing it for the last 5 years, and coming right from the NHL and getting to, you know, I kind of had to tone down the intensity a little bit, as you could imagine, and a little bit with the rest too, right? But I'm learning. I'm getting mellower, but, you know, especially with the refs on the other side, is that, you know, you realize, like, on a serious side, is that we, you know, it's the NHL, and then people complain about the reffing and stuff, but they are, you know, they're doing a really important, good job. And in the NHL, it's the best refs in the world. So, you know, I probably had a little bit high standard coming back in minor hockey at first, but it's neat. I've learned lots, and the refs have been great at this tournament, and you just realize how important part of the game they are. And as far as coaching and dealing with kids, it's been awesome. The Bantam age is kids that want to get better, and they're really, really into it and passionate about it. And so, yeah, trying to learn when, you know, you learn things about too much information, not enough, try to be more positive, obviously, than negative, all the things. But a lot of it's still hockey, and it is a very, very similar to things. You know, I had a ton of coaches in the NHL and lots of really good ones, and a lot of the stuff you can see their side of it for sure. So I can agree with you a little bit more about the D-zone side and how important it is, and I see where you're coming from. And I really see that now for sure.
Jerome, as you know, in football, there's lots of guys who are OCs and then become head coaches, but you know, everybody has a little bit of a bias, or they're natural an offensive guy or a defensive guy, and I think you would lean to the offense naturally, but it doesn't mean you disrespect the defense. But now that you're a coach, how does, you know, is there times that you still have to, okay, I still got to make sure we're focusing on the defense? How do you balance the two when your first probably natural reaction is to think offense?
Yeah, it probably shifts a little bit with D. And I, you know, I'm coaching with Patty Weirkoch. He played in Ottawa, I played with him in Colorado. So, and then James Eccles, they were both D guys. So it's really nice to be able to lean on them and you know, because sometimes you expect a lot from your D. You know, you're like, get the fourth, the pop, what's going on? You know what I mean? And then you can be like, and then give you another perspective. And, but, yeah. You know, it's always a default, eh, Stretty? No, I don't believe that. But it's something, it's pretty cool because, you know, I'm learning from them, and then you can see a different point of view, and then they work with the D. But you do realize how everybody is, like, you just, to whatever group plays with it in their zone, it's kind of funny because if we play with it below the hash marks, you know, we'll be in trouble, and it's kind of still like that through junior and on. So you try to give them some good habits, and we, you know, it's more fun to play in the offensive zone. So it's all those little things, but yeah, it's, I see more of like the importance of breakouts and being able to go back for pucks and get out cleanly and how important that is and try to get it to the forwards and stuff. So yeah, it is fun. You get to see a different side and a different focus and try to balance that. You know, the kids have a lot more fun winning and being, you know, being competitive, but you know, you get the extra games and tournaments if you move on, but it's still development and stuff. So it's been a really fun last 5 years getting to be a part of this.
Tom Joe McGinn, a longtime NHLer here on the Gregor Show on TSN 1260. You know, Ig, you the world's changed, right? There's a lot more, you know, the world's got a lot smaller with internet and all that stuff. So it's, you know, when you were coming up, or I was, you know, people would talk about a good player or this or that, but it wasn't spread all over social media. So how do you find you need to talk to the kids or that you work with, or kind of insulate them a little bit from that, you know, maybe white noise that can either inflate or deflate a player's confidence?
For sure. And this is like the John Reed that was there. I don't think you got to play in Australia. I think your team, unfortunately, didn't. Did you ever play in it? I'm kind of serious there. But it's
the laugh is the answer to no.
It was tough. We just didn't quite make it. We were the next team, whatever, the 21st team.
yeah, in a 21-team league, eh? But no, it's a lot of pressure on the kids. It's a lot of WHL scouts here, and a lot of them want to play in the WHL. And there's scouts from, you know, Alberta Junior Hockey League, BC Junior Hockey League, probably NCAA, all that stuff too. So there is a lot of pressure, and this is one of the last big tournaments before their draft year. And I remember playing in it, and it was hard. You see bigger crowds than usual. You know the hype, you're excited, you've been looking forward to it, and how do you manage that balance between, you know, kind of burning out and just playing and having fun and competing hard. So, yeah, we try to pass some of the messages on and try to keep our team. And at the same time, kids are different. Some kids, you know, you have to kind of ramp up, and then some you have to try to help them back off and relax and just enjoy themselves. So, It's trying to find that balance, but really the big message that we try as a coaching staff is just like, remember that they want to be doing this. They get to do this. This is fun. Just compete. And we try to do it daily and stuff and try to keep their focus from big picture. Cause it's not any one, even this is, it's not going to be one tournament. You know, as long as they keep working on growing and getting better and have their habits daily, this won't make or break whether they play in the WHL or beyond. So we try to remind them of that. It's easier said than done, but they're having a good time, and it's been a good start. But it's awesome crowd yesterday. There's like 1,500 people or something like that for the opening day, St. Albert and Shattuck. So I thought that was that'll be memorable for those kids, and really cool atmosphere and support there in St. Albert.
Yeah, pretty amazing. You know, Ig, when you look at the NHL, you know, I don't know if you get a chance to watch, you know, the Oilers play often, but their power play, you know, is there, to me, my thoughts are the passing, their ability to pass. But what do you see that makes that power play or a top power play like them or Tampa we saw last night so successful?
Yeah, it's been fun to watch, and we're trying to watch them as coaches and try to show them the kids and how they move the puck and, you know, the deception. But yeah, to have some of the best players literally in the world, you know, it sure helps in that skill level. But they still have to read off each other. They still have to be able to play different roles. Someone has to be in front. The way they move, the way they can find sticks, like you know, it's not all sauces and stuff. It's being able to find the triangles. And I remember being on the power play, and some of the best guys I played with, you know, best passers like Alex Tanguay, Craig Conroy, guys that, you know, like guys that when you're playing with them, you're open. Well, you know, you look like you're not open, but your stick's open. And the best ones could find just that little 2 feet pass to it, and then you get that shot off. And other guys just look over, and they're like, oh, a guy was beside. Yeah, but I'm ready for one tee. You know, and then you look at Tampa, they can get it into that bumper shooter spot for like a Braden Point and doesn't need much room, and then all of a sudden you have to cover him. And so, yeah, it's puck movement, retrievals, all that stuff. But at the same time, just that being able to see those little plays that other people can't. And I think that's a big part of, obviously, it's fun to watch Connor McDavid, Dreisaitl, Tyson Barrie, all those guys. And, you know, they work together. and it is. It's neat because we get to watch all the highlights and try to show the kids stuff like that and try to learn from it. And some of you can teach it, but some of it's going to be it's obviously really special.
Jerome McGinley joins us, and with the sports leader, TSN 1260. Jerome, you mentioned how you had to tone it down, and you missed that competitiveness, I would think, as a player. Obviously, as a coach, you need to be the one now in control and can't let the team get out of hand, especially at young ages when, you know its emotions are hard to obtain control at that time. When you watch an NHL game, though, do you still miss it?
Oh, yeah, I miss it. It was a ton of fun. I got asked that a lot when I was done, and I said I definitely missed it, but I wouldn't rather be doing it. And I got to, you know, I was very blessed to get to play for 20 years and play a lot of games and be healthy and in a lot of situations. And each game literally was so fun to start. They didn't all end fun. They started some days. It was you get beat 8-1 or some days, you know, like, but it was still, it's hockey. But every day it was a new day, and you get to go out there and compete, and you never knew what was going to happen. It's such a fun sport. Great number of guys in the locker room, like the different personalities. It's like a cool number where there's, you know, it's like it's not just a small group. It's not too big. You know everybody. It's a really, as you guys know, a really cool sport to be a part of. So, yeah, I miss it. I love it. But I've enjoyed getting a chance to watch my own kids play and be around and watch Jade, our daughter. She just moved away to college this year, and she plays hockey there in at Brown. So she's actually playing tonight. It's fun to watch her. And then T's just moved away this year. He's 16, and he's going through, you know, the WHL at 16, and it's hard. It's challenging. It's playing against older guys, different amounts of, you know, different challenges living away from home. But he's enjoying it, and it's hard, and it's been fun to see him do that. And then I'm coaching Joe here, so it's been a ton of fun. And then coaching just each year, I got to be a part of their teams and all the different kids and their personalities, and see people move on to follow their dreams or closer and stuff. So no, I wouldn't rather be doing it today, but I'm sure thankful I got to do it and for as long as I did and get to be a part of the sport.
When Joe's too old for you to coach him, do you have any aspirations now that you have? Do you have the coaching bug? Would you want to coach pro?
I enjoy coaching. I do. I love being part of the game and everything. I go back and forth. Some days I'm like, yeah, and then some days I see guys. You know, you see them on there, and you remember some of the days where. But I also respect how much it is different. Like the amount that the coaches put in the pros is obviously a lot different than we do at minor hockey. So this is nice. This is a little bit of pressure. You know, the kids want to win, the parents want to win, but it's a different kind of pressure. So I don't know if I have the answer for that. I go back and forth, but I really enjoy being part of the game, and I think I probably will try to be at you know, always. I don't know if a coach is it, though. So
management?
That's a long answer without one, eh?
Yeah. What about management?
I don't know. I don't know what opportunities are there and stuff. But I'd like to still be a part of. Make sure all, you know, our kids are got to kind of watch every last one game or that they're out of the house and everything. And then we'll see. But Kara, my wife, has been following me around for our, you know, hockey. We've been moving around and part of it. So she'd have to have some say, as opposed to, hey, we're moving to this place or that place. So much would go into it, but it goes fast, and it's been fun. So this is it's been really cool, actually, to come back to St. Albert and be a part of this tournament and see how quick everything goes. And lots feels so, you know, memories come, but it's doesn't feel that long ago, but yet it's so much has gone by. So it's pretty neat.
You know, and I think you'd be a good coach or GM, whatever you decide to do. But my concern would be for you physically. I see what this is doing to Shane Doan. He's slipping, right? He's starting to get a little bit fuller figured, and you could easily go down that same path. So I saw you last time. You're going to let it, those, are your pants shrinking? Or they got to look after the body, right? You're not as young as you used to be.
Hey, Greg, I can't win because, you know, the time before he tells me I'm too skinny. So then, you know, if I'm trying to gain a little bit, you know, how do I look right now? I'm too big. you know. So I'm trying, and can't wait for this guy.
But it's too bad you're not here, because you could see Struds and how hungover he is face to face. Like he's literally, I'm sitting diagonal on the 6 foot table because his breath is like kicking like kung fu right now.
It might make his smile look better, though, eh?
You know? Well, yeah. Nathan Dempsey, I just saw him earlier. Yeah, after he knocked his teeth out, he did make his teeth look better. So that helped.
Brutal. Brutal. Well, good luck in the tourney, big guy.
How are you guys doing? I haven't seen the results. How did you guys do so far in your first few games?
Yeah, we had a good first two games. They played really well. We won our first two, and we have one more here in a couple hours. And then the quarterfinals and semis. So hopefully it goes well tonight, and we get to play in the quarters tomorrow. So it's been good. It's been fun. So it's kind of funny because you still get the butterflies and stuff before games. That, you know, it's different. Like, I was team ready. Did I do? You know, and I'll forget something in a speech, and I'll be like, "Where was I?" You know what I mean? So, cool.
And you can't control anything. That's what I find hard. Like, it's like you get the kids, you want them in a good position, but you can't physically do anything, right? And that's what I had a really tough time with that. I don't know if you ever felt that, Iggy, but I like, God, I just wish I go out there, just kill this penalty. You know what I mean? And for you, it might be a different score goal probably, but you know what I mean? Like, do you ever have that feeling?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. You get like, and you can't control anything, you know, you really don't. And it's them doing it, or they're going to make mistakes. And the difference between like, oh, you're, you know what I mean? I've done that a million times, but don't do it now. You know what I mean? Like, how do you balance all that? So I appreciate I had some great coaches in minor hockey that, you know, made it fun and we were good, but I can see why some were pretty intense too, you know?
Jerome, always good to catch up with you. We'll see you around the rink this weekend. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.